News Talk 1620 WTAW, a few minutes today, visiting about an upcoming fundraiser for Aggieland Pregnancy Outreach. Kim Shams is here to not only talk about the fundraiser, but also want to get a little more background information for those who aren't familiar with the organization. Kim, appreciate you coming by.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
Let's talk a little bit about the history of Aggieland Pregnancy Outreach, its beginnings, and where it's come from since its birth, so to speak.
Well, I began this organization in 1997, and my passion is for adoption initially because I have two boys who came to our family by adoption, and I wanted to be able to give back to women like my son's birth mothers, and began Aggieland Pregnancy Outreach as an outreach to women in unplanned pregnancies. And as time went on, began to realize that although helping women is my passion, helping their babies became a higher calling. And so our focus is, how can we help babies born from unplanned pregnancies? And so to that end, we help women while they're in their unplanned pregnancies to get the social services that they need, whatever it takes to help them have a healthy emotional and physical pregnancy, and then to help walk them through the what's going to happen once this baby's born. We are also a licensed adoption agency, and we added another service in 2006, an outreach to teenage mothers. So young women who are planning to parent their babies but may not have all the family support they need to really do a great job. We've got great mentor moms that love on these girls. They come out every Thursday night. We feed them a full meal. We love on them, teach them some good parenting skills. And it's just been a real blessing to work in this organization.
Well, let's talk a little bit about the fundraiser that's coming up. I also want to get into a little bit about how one who may be hearing about you for the first time and may be in a situation that they want to contact you about services. I want to get there eventually, but let's first of all talk more about what's happening this week.
Well, like all nonprofits, we rely on donations to help pay our bills and to help us do what we do better. And I just want to give a lot of gratitude to Brad and Goalie Apgar, who are the owners of Texas Roadhouse, because Thursday the 28th, they are opening the restaurant for lunch, which is normally closed for lunch, but they're opening it for lunch, donating all the food, and anyone who wants to come out for lunch, come enjoy a free meal. Goalie just asked that you leave a donation for Aggieland Pregnancy Outreach for the amount you might normally spend on lunch.
Serving will take place from when to when?
From 11 until 1 p.m. And it's a great meal. It's a pulled pork sandwich with big steak fries and a drink. It's a big meal.
Don't forget to assist the server along the way with the contribution to APO.
Absolutely.
That's wonderful. In addition to this special event on Thursday, I know that APO has needs all year around. What are some things that we can invite listeners to participate in?
Well, along with financial contributions, which we do have the ability to donate online, if you go to our website at pregnancyoutreach.org, you'll also find a long list of volunteer opportunities. And this can range from behind-the-scenes activities such as sorting donated baby clothes and diapers, helping out with our Mama Club on Thursday nights, donating meals for our Mama Club, just a long list of things that really the community has wrapped their arms around us to help us help the girls, and it's without all the support that we've gotten, it would not be possible.
You talked about starting this in 1997. Unfortunately, maybe you're starting to see a second generation of women who are finding themselves in times of crisis.
Yes, you can look at it that way. You know, you can look at any kind of a social crisis, social scenario, and it's a big issue. And when you look at unplanned pregnancy in particular, you see that the statistics for their children are not good overall. Not everyone's a statistic, but we know that if we can help one child, that we've made a change in this entire world. And we know we've helped more than one child over these years.
And maybe at the opposite end of the spectrum of the word crisis are the success stories. There are the blessings. I guess it first begins maybe with your two sons and the household that they grew up in. But I'm sure that the children that you have assisted from birth on down to late teens, that's got to be pretty remarkable when you think about how all that began.
Well, when you look at how you get quote-unquote paid for a scenario like this, every time I see one of these kids come back into our office where they're 8, 10, 12 years old, that's a paycheck that you cannot cash at a bank. It is, it's pretty remarkable. I look at my boys, and we have open adoptions where they have a relationship with their birth moms, and what a blessing that is for us to honor them, to love them, because they made an amazing sacrifice, and it's one that's not looked upon favorably in our society. When a woman carries her baby and chooses adoption, we often look at her and judge her and think, how could you give away your baby? And it's been difficult for them because of that judgmental attitude. But if you know their situations at that time of their life, they knew they weren't prepared to give these babies everything they wanted them to have. And so being able to support other women who are choosing the adoption option has also been a blessing, because our society does judge them and look down on them. When people like me adopt a baby, they get excited. They forget about the other end. Someone had to let go in order for me to hold those babies in my arms. And those women are truly courageous.
And on both of those fronts, I would think that there's quite a support system.
There needs to be a better support system outside of just what we do in our organization. I'd like to see us open up our hearts and our minds to women who make this really difficult choice, instead of thinking, how could you give away your baby? And unfortunately, so many of my clients hear that in the schools and in their churches even. It's kind of tough to wrap your mind around, because our society says, if you're gonna be pregnant, don't you love your baby? Yeah, adoption can mean love. It doesn't mean you don't want your baby. And so we presume a lot of things that maybe aren't true.
Perhaps there is someone who's listening that has just learned or is dealing with that situation, that the unplanned pregnancy has occurred. How do they go about contacting you?
Well, they certainly can hit our website, pregnancyoutreach.org. They can call the office at 979-764-6636, and you can meet with one of our professional staff members. We don't use volunteer counselors. We're all professionally staffed counselors. And just meet one-on-one. We love visiting with the women in unplanned pregnancies, their parents, you know, people who love them that are also dealing with their crisis. And how can we help the family work together? We really enjoy working with families.
And do you find that is a big burden lifted off the shoulders of those who have been trying to resolve it on their own, and then they finally take that step to contact you?
Absolutely. Because if you think about what happens within a family, whether you're even a young person living at home or you're a young adult, you have so much history with your parents or your siblings or your cousins, and they're all trying to tell you what they think you should do. But to come and speak with somebody who doesn't have that past history with you, that you can just lay out everything that's going on without that extra emotional burden, and for someone just to help you to process, is a huge burden lifted from all these girls that come in. And to help their families to understand that their role is to love them and to support them, and not to, what's the right word, give them too much advice, shall we say?
Again, repeat the phone number and the website.
The phone number is 979-764-6636, and the website is pregnancyoutreach.org.
And let's remind listeners again about Thursday's fundraiser at Texas Roadhouse.
Very good. Texas Roadhouse, Thursday, 11 to 1.
Just come in, enjoy the meal, leave a donation.
Absolutely.
Simple as that.
Absolutely.
Have I missed anything?
I don't think so.
That's terrific. Again, Kim Shams, Aguiland Pregnancy Outreach, again, Thursday, 11 to 1 at Texas Roadhouse for the fundraiser. More information about the organization online at pregnancyoutreach.org. This is News Talk 1620 WTAW.